New Honda Accord, Honda Johannesburg South, a member of the Minty's Tires Group.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the Sustainer, Nourisher and Cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved Master and Leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today being the 29th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1428, we continue with our lesson on the Hadith of Mustafa alayhi salatu wassalam. In today's Hadith lesson, we discuss the mothers of this Ummah and the wives and consorts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, we must realize that they are part of the Ahlul Bayt. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, say that the word Ahlul Bayt is mentioned thrice in the Noble Quran, and everywhere it includes the wives, the mothers. So similarly, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the mothers of this ummah as mentioned in the Quran, wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum, and the wives and consorts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the mothers of this ummah, so they are the Ahlul Bayt. And that is of paramount importance. With the Shia propaganda and Shia sympathizers, they exclude the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is totally incorrect from Quran and Hadith point of view. Secondly, we must remember that the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are no ordinary mortals like our wives. Almighty Allah has made this very clear in the Quran. Ya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan nisa. O wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not like the women, any other lady or other female. You are the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Almighty Allah has given them special laws. Wadhkurna مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. You need to memorize, you need to learn, you need to remember what has been recited in your homes, what has been rehearsed in your homes, the verses of Almighty Allah and the wisdom, the sunnah. So they were the fortunate personalities. In their homes, wahy used to come. In their homes, the Master Nabi alayhi salatu salam slept and rested there. In those very homes, Almighty Allah commanded them to learn and propagate Islam. So we must realize and recognize the rank and the status of the Azwaj Mutahharat and the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam and mothers of this ummah. Let us go and study a few ahadith just to understand this. Obviously, we cannot cover all, but at least some will give us an idea. An Aliyin radiyallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala reports, Qala samitu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. He says, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, who is Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu an? Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu an, who is that personality, the fourth khalif of Islam, and he was married to Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. He was known as Fatih Khaybar, the person who played a great role where the Jews were defeated in the Battle of Khaybar. He ruled this ummah for 5 years. So that is Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. And he was Akhdahum Ali, one of the greatest judges in the history of Islam. A linguist par excellence as far as the Arabic language went. So Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's manaqib virtues are so great and tremendous. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرٌ نِسَائِهَا, that the best people in their time, the best women in their time in the ummah, Maryam bint Imran, is Maryam the daughter of Imran. This is the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So she was one of the best in her time. وَخَيْرٌ نِسَائِهَا, and the best woman of this ummah, Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, They are not prophets. Women are not prophets. But they are awliyaullah. They are the great, great people. The friends of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hazrat Maryam, Almighty Allah, mentioned her karamat in the noble Quran. Kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihrab. There at Masjid al-Aqsa in the land of Palestine in Al-Quds, Jerusalem. When Zakariya alayhi salam entered there by her chamber, and he found food and fruit that were out of season. Qala ya Maryam anna laki hadha. O Maryam, from where did you get all this? Qalat huwa min indillah. So she said it comes from Allah. So this is how Almighty Allah Karama, he honored and dignified and elevated the rank and status of Sayyida Maryam alayhi radiallahu ta'ala anha. So we need to be very clear on that. Then Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, muttafaqun alayh, this hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, the most authentic works on a hadith, according to us, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, if you know her manaqib and virtues and merits, she bore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 6 children, 4 daughters and 2 sons. She is buried there in Mu'alla. And if you go to the grave, you will find in one corner Qasim radiallahu an, her beloved son Qasim from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried there with her. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, the first believer among the men, women, adult and child. The first personality to embrace Islam and accept the message of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, do you know her rank of Ummat Muslimah? An Abi Salama radiallahu an, Anna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, ya Aish, Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam sometimes used to call her Humaira, the one with the red, red skin and complexion of a beauty. Sometime Nabi alayhi salam, Habibullah, used to call his beloved wife, O Aish. This is in the manner of ikhtisar, of abbreviation. Like how you call your wife Fatima Fati, or you call somebody by shortcut. So that will be permissible if it is not done derogatory, if it is done ala sabilil mahabba, if it is done in a manner of love, so then it is fine and permissible. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing Sayyida Aisha, Hada Jibra'il yuqri'uka salam. That Hada Jibra'il, that this is Jibra'il, he is conveying salams to you. So imagine, here we find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife, that Jibra'il alayhi salatu salam giving her, conveying salams to her. And if you find about Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, there same thing happened. An Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu qal, Atta Jibra'il al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqal. Jibra'il alayhi salatu salam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulallah, hadi Khadija, that this is Khadija, qad atad ma'aha ina'un. So it has come with her one utensil, fihi idamun wa ta'am. In that utensil there is some gravy, curry and some food. Fa'idha atadka. When she comes to you, meaning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being informed already in advance by Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, that she is going to come with some food and some gravy. And when she comes to you, faqra' alayha as-salami rabbiha wa minni, then you convey salams to her from Allah Azza wa Jalla and from me. Subhanallah. Can we imagine the rank and status of these great eminent ladies? Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. These ahadith are mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. These ahadith are mentioned in Muslim Sharif, the most authentic hadith kitabs. Allah Azza wa Jalla sending salams to Sayyida Khadija and Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, and Jibreel alayhi salatu salam sending salam to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Me and you must realize, believe and teach our children the love for the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's world, if we just go to our sons and daughters' room, you will find some actor, some actress, you will find some sports star, male or female, you will find some fancy car, some fancy gadget, all the snaps are there. That is the love and what they hero worship. And if you ask them, who is Sayyida Khadija? Who is Sayyida Aisha? Who are the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They cannot even take 4 or 5 names. So after 3 or 4, they get stuck. So all the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, special merit and virtue, and they are the Ahlul Bayt, and we need to believe and accept that. We are not interested in propaganda of the enemies of Islam. So Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, what is a rank and a status? Listen to our mother Sayyida Aisha. When Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, ma ghirtu, I never had envy. I never had the jealousy. This jealousy is something that is, you know, where she never met Sayyida Khadija, but it was this jealousy, human jealousy that happens. So I was not envious. Ala ahadim min nisa'in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ma ghirtu ala Khadija. That type of envy which I never had for anybody, but I had for Khadija. Wa ma ra'aytuha. I never saw her. She never met Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. She never met her, never saw her. Walakin kana yukthiru dhikraha. But the Master Nabi alayhi salatu salam used to mention her name abundantly. My Khadija. Khadija did this. Khadija, the mother of my children. In the ending of the hadith, innaha kanat wa kanat. She was and she was. She was exclusive. She was my wife for 25, 26 years. Imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam praising Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha abundantly. Today we, the ummah, do not know about Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rejected by people, فَصَدَّقَتْنِي, she was the first personality to embrace and accept my message. She made all the sacrifice, her wealth, her health, everything she gave for the message of Islam. وَرُبَّمَا ذَبَحَ الشَّاتْ. Sometimes, occasionally, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slaughtered the goat, the sheep. ثُمَّ يَقْضَعُوهَا أَعْضَاءً. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cut it into pieces and pieces and send it to the friends of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Sometimes Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, you know, wives, 2-3 wives when they are, then there's always competition, but she never met Sayyida Khadija. فَرُبَّمَا قُلْتُ لَهُ. Sometimes I would tell him, Aisha would tell him, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, كَأَنَّهُ لَمْ تَكُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا إِمْرَىٰ إِلَّا خَدِيجَىٰ. The way you carry on, as there's no wife, there's no woman except Khadija, everything Khadija, everything Khadija. فَيَقُولُ. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam, the Habib of Allah, spoke, إِنَّهَا وَكَانَتْ وَكَانَتْ وَكَانَ لِي مِنَا وَلَدْ. Oh Aisha, you don't know, she was and she was someone exceptional. She was someone remarkable. She was someone so beautiful. Not only that, she gave me her children. That 6 children were born from her. 4 daughters, Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Umme Kulthum, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. So all these wonderful 4 daughters, 2 sons, Qasim and Abdullah. Abdullah was known as Tayyib and Tahir. So 6 children, 4 daughters and 2 sons. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's other son Ibrahim came from Maria Qibtiya. 7 children Mustafa alayhi salatu salam had. The sons all passed away in infancy, and the daughters, they got married, they had children and so forth. So we can see the rank of Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Sayyida Aisha, I told you Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called her, Ya Aish, Hada Jibra'il yuqri'uki salam. Jibra'il sending salam to you. Qalat, our mother Sayyida Aisha, the genius. So many ahadith she has narrated. She was a linguist par excellence, that is of the Arabic language. She said, Wa alayhi salam wa rahmatullah. Ya Rasulullah, I also tell him salam and Allah's mercy. Qalat, wa huwa yara ma la ara. And this hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. She used to say, he sees things. That is Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to see him. So, wa huwa yara. He, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would see Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Ma la ara, what I could not see. So, this was how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed that message. Today, people want to question the iman and faith of Hazrat Aisha, of Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Do we know who is that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha? An Aisha radiallahu anha anna Jibra'il. Jibra'il alayhi salatu salam came, ja'a bi suratiha fi khirqati haririn khadra. Jibra'il alayhi salatu salam came with the form and snap and picture in a green colored, silk colored cloth. And ila Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadhihi zawjatuka fi dunya wal akhirah. This is your wife in this world and in the year after. Remember that this does not mean that we take snaps and photos of animate objects. For angels is different, for them is permissible. So, and Almighty Allah azza wa jalla gave the command. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi wa isnaduhu sahih, and the chain of transmission is authentic. So we need to know this is how Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, that the great tidings were given to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he even married her. This is your consort and your wife in this world and in the year after. There is something like is human jealousy. You have two wives, three wives, four wives. Here an incident takes place. وأن أنس رضي الله عنه قال بلغ صفية صفية رضي الله عنها was a Jewess. She embraced Islam. And one day Sayyidah Hafsa رضي الله عنها, the daughter of Sayyidah Umar رضي الله عنه, called Binta Yahudi, the daughter of a Jew. Your father and them are Jews and you want to come talk? فبكت. This was a derogatory said sentence. Words that are not supposed to be said. But you know, sometimes people become emotional, people get carried away. So she, Safiya radiallahu anha, started crying. فَدَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَيَا تَبْكِي. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to her, she was still crying, the tears were still rolling down. فَقَالَ مَا يُبْكِيكِ. What makes you cry, O Safiya? Why are you crying, مَا يُبْكِيكِ. فَقَالَتْ. So, Hazrat Aisha says, قَالَتْ لِي حَفْسَى. Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala said, Inni ibnatu Yahudiyin. That does Hafsa told, and that I am the daughter of a Jew, and I'm a Jewess, meaning before Islam, but it was said in a derogatory manner. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ. This is the lesson we need to learn, the akhlaq, the great character of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. Now his wife was down. His wife was totally, you know, emotional. He elevated her rank. When your wife is hurt, then show her her beauties. Show her her virtue. And in that way, you build up her courage and enhance her image. So this is what marriage is all about. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِنَّكِ لَبْنَةُ نَبِيِّينَ. That, oh my Safiya, you are the daughter of a Nabi. That is Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. Your lineage goes to Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. وَإِنَّ أَمَّكِ لَنَبِيِّ. And your chacha, your kaka, your paternal uncle, لنبي. That is also a Nabi. And that is Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. And وَإِنَّكِ and you are لَتَحْتَ نَبِي that your husband is a Nabi. Subhanallah. That you are the daughter of a Nabi. Your lineage goes to Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. Your uncle is a Nabi. Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. And you are the wife of a Nabi. Nabiul Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. فَفِيمَا تَفْغِرُ عَلَيْكَ. So why is she so proud against you? Meaning that you should be so happy Allah has elevated you. ثم قال. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his attention to Sayyidah Hafsa radiallahu anha and said, اتق الله يا حفصة. اتق الله. Fear Allah, O Hafsa. Don't utter words like this in future. You cannot judge people because from which religion they came. Today they are Muslim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم. ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن. O أمة مسلمة, O people who believe, no nation should mock another nation. You cannot mock the African or the Jew or the Christian or the Hindu when they embrace Islam and tell them your forefathers, your mothers are Jews and you also just like them. No, they embrace Islam. So no nation, no people has the right to belittle and ridicule. Maybe the people you are belittling, they are better by Allah than you. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٌ. And then Allah particularly mentioned women to women, because women have this habit to tend to compare. And then they become very, very holier than thou attitude, so no lady has a right to belittle and to mock and to deride another lady. Maybe the lady you are objecting on, mocking, ridiculing, is more beloved by Almighty Allah compared to you. So here Almighty Allah is teaching us about the virtues of the Azwaja Mutahharat. And Abi Musa radiallahu anhu qal, Abu Musa al-Ashari, the Sahabi with the wonderful, beautiful voice, melodious voice, qala ma ashkala alayna ashab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he said that never did we have any difficulty. We, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadithun qattu. In any hadith we had any difficulty. Fasa'alna Aisha. And we, the men, we used to go to that Aisha radiallahu anha behind the hijab, behind the parda. Illa wajidna indaha minhu ilma. But we found by her the answer, the knowledge. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha hadithatan faqihatan adibatan. She was a muhaddisa, a great scholar of hadith. She was a faqiha, a great scholar of mufti, giving fatwas. Adiba, a linguist. So when sahabas used to go, ask her questions, then she would have the answers. She studied Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. She memorized the ahadith. Today when we count the ahadith of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, more than 2,000 ahadith were reported through different chains of transmission by our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Rawahu Tirmidhi, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah has mentioned. Did you ever read 2 rakat salat for Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha? Did we ever read 2 rakat salat for Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha? Read 2 rakat salat today before Asr, after Maghrib, after Isha. Oh Allah, these 2 rakats for the wives and consorts of Nabiul Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, for the mothers of this ummah. One day you get opportunity, perform hajj for them. One day you get opportunity, give charity on their behalf. And see how Almighty Allah will elevate your daughters and your sisters and we ourselves. This is al-insanu abdul ihsan. Human being is a slave of ihsan. How many a favor they did for us. How many a time they cried for this ummah. How many a time they cried with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should be, take cognizance of all this. And today we want to imitate the worst people, the people who are in debauchery, the people who live a lifestyle of prostitutes, the people who live the worst sordid lifestyle, that we want to make our hero and heroine. That is the people we want to make our idols, and we call them idol and we become kafir just like them, Allah forbid. Is that what you want? Is that what your daughter wants? Think about it seriously. We are veering, we are moving away from Sirat al-Mustaqim because we bring that secular lifestyle. We take Allah out, godless kuffar society, and we worship and love and imitate them. Ha ulai, tuhibbunahum wa la yuhibbunakum. Ha antum ha ula. Tuhibbunahum, you love them, you love their culture, you love their lifestyle. Wa la yuhibbunakum. The Arab nations, without exception, they used to love the Americans and lick their boots. Today the Americans give the Arabs a kick up their backsides because they see that what they did, this is what is happening. They only use them for the oil. When the Arabs land in America, they have to go through so many problems because they don't love you, they love your interest. They love your oil, they love your money, they got no time for you. But we look at the Arab countries today. Look at the Muslim countries. That if America did something, we must try the same thing. So this is where this ummah is failing hopelessly and miserably. Who are we taking as our role models? So we need to understand it properly. And Musa bin Talha radiallahu anhu, Musa bin Talha says, Ma ra'aytu ahadan afsaha min Aisha. I never saw a person more eloquent, more fluent than Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. O daughters of this ummah, learn the Arabic language. O daughters of this ummah, learn various languages. O daughters of this ummah, our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha used to say, Allimu nisaakum surat an-nur wal-ghazal. Teach your women folk surah Nur chapter 24 and teach them crocheting, sewing, knitting. Today our daughters, sisters get married. They can't even make one proper samosa and they make a square samosa. They can't even make a proper roti. You yourself send your daughter out and the marriage is going for disaster. So because our priorities are totally upside down, our priorities are she's a master with a cell phone, she's a master with the cash, she's a master in running around with the cars. The things that were non-important, we made that important. And the things that were important, that we made unimportant. So total upside down priorities. And therefore you find so many problems in so many homes today. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla unite the hearts of the spouses. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla accept us for His deen, male and female, adult and children. May Almighty Allah let us follow the Uswa-i Hasana, the only role model that we have, and that is Nabiul Mustafa, Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu salam, and not the kafir culture. Next up, inshallah, you have Sheikh Waleed with the Arabic and you with the Sahaba's lives of Sahaba, and then Maulana Siddharth 3:30 to 4 with the Arabic lesson. 5:30, inshallah, Maulana Iqbal Adam will render the Nasihan advice. 7 to 8, we'll be back in the studio with the lesson on inheritance and the Islamic law of succession. So any queries you have, you can phone in, inshallah, 011-213-2700 or fax 011-213-2727, or you could email your queries mufti@cirinetwork.net. May Almighty Allah grant us acceptance and death with Iman. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah.